You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
Link Employment Services line. You're calling about a pay...
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation, so their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people. Hello, and yes, as you just heard, you are listening to Breadline. And it's a bit of an exciting day. We're noting that today is Invasion Day, and so there's been huge marches all around the country. And in Nam, I went along to the big march down through the city. Pretty powerful stuff. Hundreds of thousands of who knows how many people, basically. But it was definitely a good day. And yeah, I was having a rest, resting my knees, and I was sitting right next to some grumpy older white women. They were going tut, tut, tut to themselves because basically I think they felt pretty outnumbered. So, again, their views are things of the past, that's for sure. And they were mumbling about, they were shocked to see the Jews for Palestine placard going down. So, and I gave them a few choice bits of information just to give them something to think about. And another fun thing was a group, there are still these stray racists wandering around, and there are still stray white people wandering around with flags all over them. So a few girls were telling off some of the women who were wearing the flags and yelling out, shame. And the women didn't look that happy and scuttled off. Anyway, it's been a lively day, and there's a whole lot of music being played right now down in the gardens, and hopefully I'm going to get down there and hear a bit of music before I head back to Wonthaggi. So you're listening to Breadline, and of course Breadline is the show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. So I'm going to be talking a bit later. This show is mainly going to be some wonderful Indigenous music to follow the theme of the day, but I will be talking a bit later about what's happening in the remote communities. We've talked about it before a bit, but it's good to remind ourselves how the hassle people have going to see their job service parasites in the city is nothing compared to the hassle you have if you've got to turn up at these places and you're living in a remote area. So Kutcher Edwards was playing today in Treasury Gardens. So let's hear from him. And this is Mother Tongue by Kutcher Edwards.
Sitting on a mountain top, while the world loses control, searching for the answer, need to cleanse the soul. I hear those voices calling from near and from afar, surrounded by the ancestors. I wonder who they are. I can hear my mother tongue. I can hear my mother tongue. Need to listen deeper, but There's a rustling in the trees, and the wind just keeps on calling. You feel it in the breeze. The flowers, they stand upright, but slowly lean towards the sun. As we look upon our country, realize what's been done. I can hear my mother tongue. I can hear my mother tongue. As we move towards tomorrow, what does the future hold? And for all the generations to come, and all their stories yet to be told, I can hear my mother tongue. I can hear my mother tongue. Maraire, Nyangatin, Nabunanala, Maraire, Nyangatin, Kukingalala, Maraire, Waripa, Waripa, Oa.
And yeah, that was, you're listening to Breadline, and that was Kutcher Edwards with Mother Tongue. Now, right at this very second, Kutcher is singing down at Treasury Gardens. So if you want, if you're nearby, head there. Or if you're not nearby, just get stressed because you can't get there in a big rush because teleporting is not possible, unfortunately, right at this moment. So, yes, on Breadline, we always remind people that the Australian Unemployed Workers Union has a volunteer-run advice line. So you can, Monday to Friday, you can ring and talk to a real person, not be put on hold and not be talked down to or patronised. It's just by someone else in the union. We've got a group of volunteers and we look after the phone line. That's 10 till 2, Monday to Friday. And the number is 1-800-289-848. And if you've missed that, you just Google AUWU phone line and you'll get it. And it's been quite, So first of all, I want to talk about the Remote Area Employment Services, RAES apparently is the acronym. So basically last year they were caught out. They were caught out often suspending every person in living in a remote area's payments at some point. And the figures came out and it turned out that in the country in total, there was 5 suspensions of Centrelink payments per minute, which is just outrageous. And yeah, they're doing it because they can, I suppose, because as we often talk about on this show, the privatised system that we have means they profit every time they cut us off our money. So the stats did come through, though, showing that people living in remote areas are at a higher rate of suspension. What did they do? They didn't actually fix the system. They just suspended the rights of the job service parasites to actually suspend payments for a short amount of time. In the case of remote area employment services, it was from the 1st of October last year to the 6th of Feb. So that's coming up fairly soon now. And so that means they will actually be able to now suspend payments and also do their whole range, their whole suite of various tortures, such as demerits, 50% reductions in payments, then, of course, suspensions, and worst of all is cancellations, because with a suspension, you can actually go back in. They call it re-engaging with your job service parasite. And so once you've re-engaged, you will get your payment happening again, being sent to you. But if you're cancelled, then that's a huge headache. And that's what is happening to people as well as all the other things. And that's why we want the whole system of privatised job service parasites to be completely abolished. And with everyone pays taxes, as we know. Therefore, you should, if you need it, you should be able to get it. Payments and support. So because it's Invasion Day and because there are marches all around the country, we're going to listen to some more Indigenous music, and this is Moju with Native Tongue.
Father's native tongue. I was born under a southern sun. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong. My great granddaddy was Wiradjuri. My father came here from the Philippines. It's where I live, it's where I wanna be. Ooh, but you make me feel so ill at ease. Father's native tongue. I was born under the southern sun. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong. It's easy enough for you to say
it ain't no thing. But I'm the one, you ain't the one. Been living in the skin. If you wanna call me something, call it to my face. But I will not apologize for taking up this space. Every time you cut me down, I'm gonna come back fierce. The time is through for being nice. Let's call it what it is.
That was Moju with Mother Tongue, and you're listening to Breadline on wonderful 3CR. And 3CR has had a big day, a whole lot of live talk about the fact that it's Invasion Day today and music and so on. And I was lucky enough to eat some of the leftovers from the day. So that's the advantage of coming in late after a big day like today. And I think everyone at the studio here is a bit worn out because they were helping make sure it all happened. And there were also, of course, roving people from 3CR doing recording down on the march today. And, the music that's happening right now down in Treasury Gardens, it's Coloured Stone and Auntie Caroline. So that's at 6:40 to 7. So I'm hoping I'll be able to just catch the end of that before I rush back to Wonthaggi. As I mentioned before, if you're having any trouble with the job service parasites, that's my new year resolution, is to keep calling them what they are, really, because they're providing jobs, for themselves usually. Another issue that we're very stirred up about at the moment is the fact that we are, of course, in the middle of a climate emergency regarding the extreme heat that parts of the country are going through in the next, I think, 5 to 6 days. Of course, I'm lucky I live down the coast, therefore I will be able to go and dunk myself in the ocean. So I'm very lucky in that regard. But if you have face-to-face appointments, the Unemployed Workers Union actually feels strongly that you shouldn't have to attend those face-to-face appointments with the JSPs in extreme weather. And so we've been working with the Anti-Poverty Centre, you might have heard if you're a regular listener to Breadline, and we're putting pressure on the government about the fact that, occasionally when there is something like a wild storm coming through, they might pause your obligations for that day. But when we can predict, according to the weather forecasts, that we are going to be having extreme weather, we just don't think that people should have to attend face-to-face. And as we put it on the Unemployed Workers Union's Facebook page, and people said, like everyone else can do Zoom, but it seems strange the way, the job service parasites can't actually manage to do Zoom with the people who are forced to attend meetings with them. They seem to want the face-to-face. Funny that. And we're fairly sure, of course, as with hassling people for their pay slips, that there must be, of course, a bigger payout to the job service parasites if they actually have a face-to-face with their client. We're pretty stirred up about that, and we'll be following that up again. And there's a couple of people we know of already who have been forced to come in last week when it was very hot. They've been forced to come in to their the JSP. And so, yeah, if you by any chance know anyone or you yourself have been forced to come in to a face-to-face in the next, you know, in extreme weather conditions, please get in touch with us via 3CR or via just the union website, auw.org.au. And, of course, if you have any, you can also ring our info line, which, as I've mentioned before, is 1-800-289-848, and that has volunteers from the union working on that. And, every day, Monday to Friday. So, we're coming to the end of Breadline, the special Breadline show today on Invasion Day, and let's hope that there's no more trouble down in the city right now, because a few people have been getting into hassle with a few flag fans. I usually use some other words for that. But anyway, the fans of the Australian flag, there are some people wandering around the town, the middle of the city, hassling people. So, and of course, we extend our solidarity to Camp Sovereignty because of what has happened to them in the past. So there's a good crew of people down there making sure that they're safe. But it's just something to think about again, always, that it's much easier if you happen to have a white face to sort of avoid these situations with racists. And so I've got another fun bit of music to play. It's Koori Kids sing-along track. So here it is.
I'm so cranky, I'm so mad, I feel very, very bad. All I want to do is scream and shout and throw my arms and legs about. Have a tanty, throw a wobbly, wow, wow, wow. Chuck a nervy, have a hissy fit, wow, wow, wow.
I'm not too sure why I'm so mad. If I knew, I wouldn't feel so bad. And change things much, just makes me tired and I can't eat lunch.
Have a tanty, throw a wobbly, wow, wow, wow. Chuck a nervy, have a hissy fit, wow, wow, wow.
Mum tells me that what I'm doing is called a tantrum and she's not looking, 'cause if she looks when I'm screaming mad,
Wuruwarana, Coroner, the Tasmanian tiger, as perceived by the Trawalwoi tribe of Tasmania. This is the story of how the Tasmanian tiger got his stripes. walking through the bush one day when he was attacked by a big kangaroo called Tana, who pinned him to the ground and with his strong hind legs and tried to kill him. Polano cried out for help and heard by a young dog who was chasing Lenora, the bandicoot. The pup leapt at the strong kangaroo who tried to kick him away. The brave dog went for the kangaroo's throat and gripped with his jaw until Tana lay dead on the ground. Polano and the pup were found by members of the Trawal War tribe who took the bleeding man and the exhausted dog back to their camp. That night, the sky spirit, Muini, who was the father of Polano, came to the camp and told Polano that he was pleased with the young man's courage. Polano looked at his father and in silence picked up the wounded dog. He mixed some of his own blood with the ashes of the fire and drew stripes on the pup's body down to his tail. "You fought as bravely as Warana Corona, the ghost tiger," said the grateful Polano. From that day, the Tasmanian tiger has had stripes, and in the month of February, the Trawal War tribe can see the spirit of the ghost tiger in the night sky.
And yes, that was two Koori kids sing-along tracks. That first one was lovely about throwing a tanti, and then the second one that you just heard was about the origin of the stripes of the Tasmanian tiger. So you're listening to Breadline on 3CR, and this is about the end of the show. We're on every Monday night at 6 o'clock, and so you'll hear us then again. If you listen in, that would be great. And the Eritrean Voices show is up next, and it's bye from me. So, bye.
In 1788, down Sydney Cove, first boat people land, and they say, "Sorry, boys, I gained your loss. We're gonna steal your land. If you break down your British law, work your life like our combi, with a chain on your neck and hands." And they taught us, "Whoa, black woman, I shall not steal. Hey, a black man, I shall not steal. Gonna civilize your black barbaric life, and we teach you how to move. But your history couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy that was real. Why our Jesus said, technology, hey, you can make a nuclear bomb. Development has increased its size to 3 million megatons. If you think that's progress, I suggest your reason is unsound. You should have found out long ago, you best keep it in the ground. They taught us, whoa, black woman, I shall not steal. I said, hey, yeah, black man, thou shall not steal. Civilize your black barbaric life, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy that was as real. Why your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. See you, you the white man, thou shall not steal. Oh, yeah, I land you better hear you. Me and Neil and Ribner underneath that Interpilly Bridge, watching that blazing sun go down behind a tall tree, mountain ridge. The land's our heritage and spirit here. The rightful culture's black. We're sitting here just wondering when we're gonna get that land back. They caught us. Whoa, black woman, I shall not steal.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.